Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
America Meditating Radio Show, we collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us.
In 1987, some first graders were promised a college education. This came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income, sending 19 kids to college, helping others.
Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Are you in need of a tech service company that's going to deliver the best solutions for your business? Then Atronica is your solutions headquarters. Here we specialize in your individual needs to make sure your business shines. For more information, please call 301-417-0070 or visit us at our website at atronica.net. Atronica, where we deliver for you.
Get off the grid and step inside your heart. Sister Jenna guides you through a powerful, encouraging, and motivating meditation that allows you to let go and become aware of you, regain strength, power, and peace. Get off the grid and step inside your...
The Miracle Medical Clinic is a clinic that has been providing quality healthcare services to the Houston area since 1996. In a comfortable environment, they are dedicated to helping you live a healthy lifestyle for years to come. For more information, please call 713-464-0236 or visit us at our website at www.miraclemedicalclinic.com. The Miracle Medical Clinic, where preventive healthcare is waiting for you.
Hi, my name is Misty Crutchfield with Gandhi's Bee Magazine, online magazine designed to raise awareness and inspire people about all of the amazing things happening in the world, as well as all the challenging things that can help us raise awareness so we can make a difference in the world and be the change. One of my inspirations is Sister Jenna and America Meditating Radio. I listen, you should too.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. I hope everyone's doing pretty well today and every day, and even though it's always a journey of ups and downs, ins and out, it's a good sign that means you're still living. You know, so it's, you know, we always think or wish that everything just goes smoothly, like it's just a flat line almost, and we know that that's just not possible, especially in these times that we're living through with such political jargon and religious intolerance and relationship issues, cultural issues, language issues, everything. And then there's this flip side where we're still able to be sweet, be kind, help each other when someone's down. As you all remember 9/11, when, you know, everybody rose to the call to be there for each other despite the trauma and the horror that not only did we experience as a nation, but how the world watched in awe and in disbelief that could this be happening in the 21st century? Could there be planes flying in the tallest buildings in the United States of America and no one got a chance to even know what was going on or what was happening and to witness the crumbling of those buildings? Traumatic. Yet on the flip side, you saw people running into those buildings to save people. You saw the firefighters trying to hold things up. You saw family and friends, you know, on pause, hoping that someone, one of their relatives, would have been saved. And as we know, thousands weren't. They moved on. They transitioned. In maybe a way, we wouldn't have inscripted it. We wouldn't have wished for the transformation to be of that level or of that way, and yet it is. And so as life continues to unfold its mysteries and its mystical ways and what we might call is just not the way I would have wanted it to be, we find ourselves breathing and trying to find the divinity and the love that we came into this destiny, into this story with. And where we're not able to love, sometimes the trauma or the tragedy comes to show us that no matter how bad it is or how awful it looks, you are that. You are that living energy. You are here to bestow a vibration that sustains and uplifts and creates continuity. You're listening to America Meditating Radio, and we're always happy when you can take the time to listen to the conversations that we have and the dialogues that we feature on our radio show on a regular basis. As many of you know who've been with me on my journey, I've been very open about the transition of my own father, who's still in a coma, but how much I have loved your good wishes and your well wishes. And also, I have loved the way that I showed up for that scene in my life. I mean, there are so many answers that we have to life, but we don't really know how we're going to deal with things when they actually come in front of us. I mean, we have no idea. And I think if we're being absolutely authentic and genuine and truthful and considerate to our own level of consciousness, then we will always be open enough to wonder, am I doing this right? How am I going to feel when I walk into that hospital room and I see someone who helped to give me this lifetime and had played a role in my life, lying there helpless? You know, and I passed everyone. I passed. And I realized that being on a spiritual journey doesn't qualify you to have an elitist mentality, but being on a spiritual journey allows you the possibility of building inner strength where situations will keep unfolding in front of our lives, and we're going to need to show up in ways that we will never even begin to imagine that we can. But for now, let us do our favorite thing that we do here, and that is to have a beautiful time together in meditation and to allow ourselves to breathe in the pure vibrations and the pure wishes in our lives. Take a deep breath, relax. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. About connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender. Discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. At this time, welcome back. That was Letting Go from my Off the Grid Into the Heart meditation CD, which is still doing pretty well out there on iTunes and Amazon. And I always invite you all, please do support the work that we do, because it's such an important message and, you know, just valuable in these times. You're listening to America Meditating Radio, and that was from the Letting Go Off the Grid Into the Heart track. We're going to get Sister Gita on and have her begin to do something very, very special for us as well. So, Sister Gita, you have something that you can gift us with today?
Om Shanti, and good day to you. We know this is a life of sharing. There was a time that we ultimately knew just about everything, and the time has come when we have somehow forgot the spiritual wisdom. So written by Daddy Yankee, 100 Words of Wisdom. Daddy Yankee is known to be one of the most powerful souls in today's world. And if you met her, you would understand why. Be worry-free. Think. Everything is good. Whatever happened was good. Whatever is happening is good. Whatever will happen will also be good. My sweetest sisters and brothers, never lose hope. Have faith in the drama of life. Understand that every scene in the drama of life holds benefit for you. When something goes wrong, think there is benefit in what is happening right now. There is benefit in everything. Then see what is to be learned from the situation. Often, we don't understand the scenes that unfold in front of us. Keep faith that life will give its explanation in time. Tell your mind, just wait and see. How beautiful. I read it for myself and for all my lovely brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful pensive day and be jeweled or be decorated in these words of wisdom for today. Okay, Om Shanti.
That was beautiful. Smooth sailing and wonderful as well. That was Sister Gita from America Meditating Radio. And we're really looking at how we can heal ourselves after such tragedy. As you all know, we are approaching the eve of 9/11. And I guess a lot of us as a country, we reflect back at what's been going on and how life has been unfolding for us. And gosh, we just could not believe what we had witnessed at 9/11. It was just something that was beyond our comprehension and what we could even believe would ever happen in our times. And so where there might be so many conspiracy theories or whatever people might be thinking, it doesn't matter. What's more important is the fact that a human being could actually do that act. And so what does that mean? When someone on September 11, 2001, that was like 15 years ago, and people sat down and thought about how they were going to inflict pain on another person. It makes you really, really question human civilization and our own level of consciousness. But yet that's what this drama is about. That's what the story is about ups and downs, ins and outs, victory and defeat, happiness and sorrow. And like I said earlier in our conversation, we're being called to love, especially when it's difficult. Once Daddy Janki, who Sister Gita read the reading from, she was saying, you're not a loving person if you love the one that does everything you want or you like the person that's always there in support of you. But you're actually loving when the one who never does anything that you want or like, you can actually still give them the same kind of love you would give to someone who you really appreciate and nurture. So here we are, understanding what it means to heal our lives through the power of love. And where we ourselves have gone through our own journeys and our own ups and downs and our own ins and outs, and hasn't always been such an easy call. You know, life has had its own, gifts, purposes, reasons for existing. When I was in Florida for the transition of my father, I stay at this beautiful place called Fisher Island. It's a friend of mine, and on the island, it's just paradise. It's paradise, and it's beautiful. And as I walked around the island, I just thought, wow, two of the most important things that will sustain human life, environment and good company. And hear this, you can have good company but not be in a good environment and still feel like you need more. Or you can have a lot of company but they're not good for you. But your environment is good and you still want more. You can be in a beautiful environment but alone, physically no one's around you. Still, it's not complete. But as I look at life and what its purpose is, and I stand there around my father's body with all of his family members and aunts and uncles and cousins, I said, wow, you know, there are only two things that every human being needs to feel that they've lived a fulfilled life, and that is good company and a good environment. And so that's what we're working towards, to be able to have good company and a good environment. And I wish it for all of you who are listening in on today's show. It is my pure feeling and pure vibrations and wish that I wish for all of us to be in good company and in a good environment. So I end the show today with our friends from Agape, Rick and Maya Beckworth on Ashe Ashe. And remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. Take care, everyone.
Ashe Ashe, my life is good. Amen, amen, my heart Ashe, Ashe, my life is good.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.